Welcome to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet.
I mean, I don't know what was going on with these guys. If Baylor does not cover the spread, they only win by six. Now, again, I mean, Scott doesn't care about that. The players don't care about that. But it's just anybody who was like, all right, I like the spread. Seven. Baylor's way better than Kansas State, which is true. Well, it was a backdoor cover by Kansas State. Folks, that's why you don't bet on NBA or college basketball. Like, you just get killed at the end of these games. The end of basketball games screw up everything from a gambling perspective. And so the Bears, unable to cover as Maceo Teague loses. Do you think Maceo wants to know that? Maceo, you lost people millions of dollars.
I heard J-Mo, I think he said on the broadcast last night that these free throws are more important to some people than others.
Did he say that?
No, he didn't really say that. John's not worried about the line.
Musburger used to say that the time. Yeah.
This is the Matt Mosley Show. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
Yes, it is Matt Mosley. Hello, Central Texas. Happy National Signing Day. We have you covered. We have you covered all the way. This day is a little bit different than it has in the past, of course, because they have added the early signing period that has changed things up the last couple of years. But still, some excitement today, some big announcements that will be made. I think there's one. Baylor and Texas and Florida are waiting on at 2 o'clock p.m. today. In fact, I believe one of the our buddies from Sikkim 365 is going to be in Manor. I think that is down. Hello, Manor. If you can hear us in Manor, text us 254-662-1660. That is home to a very big-time recruit who is making the announcement. Princely, we call him. Big-time defensive lineman, and he has drawn great interest, and he will make up his mind and make the big announcement this afternoon, 2 o'clock. It really seems like it's coming down to Baylor or Texas. And kid, all accounts, would like to stay close to home. Waco would be close to home. Austin would be very close to home. This is a kid that basically right out there outside of Pflugerville, Stephen tells me, and that'll be a decision made. Stephen, some excitement in the air, and kind of cool. Baylor has added five players to the 12 who signed in December in this 2020 class. Of course, you've been talking about the kid from Shreveport, this Blake Shapen, good quarterback, good baseball player. And then Chateau Reed, everybody was waiting and thought Chateau Reed would sign. Looks like he everything's good there. And then two additions today, this morning, that are very interesting, and I think the Baylor group is excited about. Of course, we'll have at 10:20, we'll have Brian Etheridge on to discuss all these Baylor players, what this group ends up looking like. And then at 11:20, Mike Roach of 24/7. And they do a great job, and he really has a great grasp of the entire conference. And he'll talk about Texas finishing first in the Big 12. Also, for you Aggies out there, he'll take a look at that Texas A&M class and see how they finished. And we also have, I was just looking at the at the beginning of the Chiefs parade today, everybody's kind of lining up for a good spot on there. There was a police chase at the very beginning of it. They looks like they have the guy. All the police were out pulling their guns, and then all the people were trying to set up shop for the parade. It was a heck of a deal right there on the parade route. So some interesting things going on in KC as we speak. All right, let me tell you about a couple of these players. Steven, are you excited for National Signing Day?
Yeah, it's one of the great days, I think, in sports coverage because there's just a ton of news flying around. And I feel like just about every – it's kind of like draft day. Like, just about everybody feels pretty good because you're adding you're adding talent. And sure, there's some talent that's rated higher than others, but at the end of the day, you're getting, you know, 15 to 25 new players on your favorite team's roster, and it's hard not to be optimistic about that.
And your TCU Horned Frogs coming in strong, finishing strong. Looks like they're going to be, according to 24/7, going to be ranked about their composite rankings, third in the Big 12, right behind University of Texas and Oklahoma. And we'll let you kind of brag on the Frogs and see who they brought in. I did reach out to Gary. I'll see. I was going to let Gary jump on with us, but we may have him later in the week. I did want to tell everybody, and I'll keep reminding you of this, Dave Aranda, head coach at Baylor, is going to hop on with us tomorrow at 11 a.m. So he'll be right there in Campus Confidential, and that'll be great. That'll be great. Dave Aranda, head football coach for the Baylor Bears, will be happy to have Dave on tomorrow at 11 a.m. All right, what did Baylor do to kind of close the door late in their class here? Okay, because we've been seeing some coaches react and celebrate a little bit, so obviously that meant that they were able to get a couple players down the stretch here. Defensive back Mike Harris. Now, these guys I'm about to tell you about, I think, could play cornerback or safety. Obviously, some of these players, especially this next one I'm going to tell you about, they want to step in here and have a chance to play immediately. Mike Harris. Steven, tell us a little bit more about Mike. I mean, the thing I really love about it, Mike is that kid from, he's from Alabama, but picked up an offer from Alabama down the stretch and really was a coveted player and going to end up with the Baylor Bears.
Yeah, Mike, three-star corner out of Phenix City, Alabama, Central High School, 5'11", 180, so pretty good size, and had that Alabama offer. As you mentioned, he was a one-time Arkansas commit, but reopened his commitment after the coaching change there with Chad Morris. Also had interest from Power 5 schools like Ole Miss and Wake Forest. So a three-star guy, but pretty highly rated three-star guy with a lot of attention from big-time schools. Here's a little scouting report. Despite that average height and weight, Harris packs a punch on the field. He plays above his listed size and arrives with a purpose as a tackler. Also flashes impressive short area quickness that allows him to deliver some pop as a hitter. Pursues well and closes fast. So a pretty good tackler, which is maybe not the first thing that you usually hear with high school cornerbacks. He currently projected to play corner. He played safety some this season, a senior season in his high school, and might move to that position depending on what happens when he gets to camp there at Baylor.
Welcome to campus, Mike Harris, and that is exciting. That's a good get for the Baylor Bears. So, again, Chapin, Chateau Reed. And by the way, Chateau Reed, another defensive back, he was really part of that early commits, but he didn't sign. And so, you know, everybody's just kind of waiting for that to happen. It did happen. So everything is good with Chateau Reed, a great name and a Chateau. And let's call him Steven since he signed in 2020. Let's call that a 2020 Chateau. All right. Chateau Blanc. All right, Mike Harris at defensive back, and then another one of very much interest, and there's another offensive lineman, Steven, that I want you to kind of, I know you're in the news center right now, I want you to kind of take a peek at. This is that Micah Mazkua. He's another signee, M-A-Z-Z-C-C-U-A. Take a peek at him while I talk about this other guy, Al-Fahim Walcott. Okay, another defensive back, Al-Fahim Walcott. And this guy, Al-Fahim, stopped by Butler Community College. I think he'll have 4 years to play three, basically, although they think he'll step in and play right away. So I don't think there's any chance, really, of him redshirting. I don't know. There's a chance, but I don't think he will. He could. If they wanted to redshirt him, they could. But Al-Fahim Walcott was someone that boy, down the stretch, suddenly there was huge interest from Auburn. And Auburn came in, and they had him in for a visit last week. I want to say this past Thursday or Friday, maybe, he was on campus. And Auburn, obviously, that's an unbelievable place. And Al-Fahim had, had a shot to talk to them, but has decided as of this morning that he wants to be a Baylor Bear. So Mike Harris and Al-Fahim Walcott joined this class of Baylor Bears, starting to kind of grow. They didn't have a ton of room for players, but 17 players now in this recruiting class, and it does seem like with Jahdae Barons, the kid from Pflugerville, they were able to add, his star. Sometimes they'll change the ratings. A guy will be a 3-star, and then at some point they go, no, he's actually a 4-star. As Steven reported to me this morning, Jahdae has gone from a 3-star to a 4-star. And so that's kind of exciting. And again, does that mean there are Baylor teams that have won the Big 12 and performed extremely well without a single 4-star, or maybe one or two? So, having a 5-star, 4-star, that is not the end-all, be-all. It's just kind of fun on recruiting day to go, hey, we had this many 4-stars. You can win with 3-star players. And it's TCU's done it for many years. TCU has finished third this year in the 24/7 rankings. So pretty good job by them. All right, this is another name, Stephen, that popped up that I had not been hearing a lot about today. This Micah Mazkua.
Yeah, big offensive lineman.
Okay, from where?
He is from Philadelphia, but he played high school ball in Baltimore, Maryland. And he is 6'4", 340 pounds. He was originally committed to Michigan, and then he flipped his commitment shortly after. I think it was like a few days after Aranda came on staff.
Yeah.
He also signed today. He signed very early this morning. He's going to be part of this class as well, and played guard in high school. But yeah, obviously you hear those numbers, 6'4", 340, a very big physical guard coming to Waco.
Wow. And had Michigan on the mind in Aranda. You're right. That one, I've almost forgotten about that. That happened pretty quickly after Aranda was announced that they got Micah Mazkua, Al-Fahim Walcott, Mike Harris, Chateau Reed, and Blake Chapin. We got to make sure we're getting that right, Stephen. It could be Chapin, but we'll dial down on that a little bit. But that's the kid who Smokey and them had. I forget which. There's two of those booties from that came out of there. Who did they have on? They have Josh Booty the other day on their show. One of those booties from Louisiana that had been such a famous player coming out of there, now in their like late 30s or 40s or mid, but they were able to weigh in on this Blake Chapin kid the other day, and they had some good stuff from them. Booty, the Booty brothers out of Shreveport, very well known, and that's the first, honestly, time Evangel Christian really came on my radar was back when they were being, I feel like one of them was like John David Booty, I don't know, but the Booty brothers are sounds kind of funny, but anyway, they were big time out of Louisiana. So Baylor has closed in, they've closed quickly and have a pretty strong class. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have experts from across the country all day with us. Of course, Dave Aranda will be on the air with us tomorrow to talk to the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox, and we'll be happy to visit with Dave on a number of many topics, including, hey, what's the scheme? What's the latest? What are you going to do? But next, Brian Etheridge from one of the founding fathers of Sikkim 365. He goes to all these camps And so he'll bring us up to date on these young men that Baylor has added this very morning. We'll talk to Brian Etheridge next.
Coach Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears on the floor tonight.
The second-ranked Lady Bears in action tonight in the Farrell Center against the Kansas Jayhawks. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off. It's a 7 p.m. tip-off tonight.
Join Maggie Davis-Dinette and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Geetson, for Baylor women's basketball tonight, right here on ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Moses Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Thinking about buying a home and don't know where to start? NeighborWorks Waco has been assisting Central Texans in the home buying process for the past 26 years, and they are ready to help you. Not enough money for a down payment or low credit scores? NeighborWorks Waco has programs to help you get the best loan. Plus, they make sure you know just what to look for in selecting that perfect home. Call 254-752-1647 or visit us online at nw-waco.org to get started. NeighborWorks Waco. Homeownership the right way.
We're fighting hard at Pickup Outfitters in our battle to end truck nudity. But it's not just about putting an outfit on a naked truck. It's about making sure you have the very best customer service. So we offer the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. Over time, sometimes your outfit needs a little tune-up, maybe some tightening, adjusting, whatever. If you outfitted your truck at Pickup Outfitters, that tune-up is absolutely no charge for the remainder of the time you own that truck. We also offer free warranty assistance. If for any reason you need to use your warranty, you just bring it back to us and we take care of it. It just makes sense. I mean, operating without a promise like that would be like offering customer service in the nude. And if you've seen our staff, trust me, you don't want that. So do your part to end truck nudity by outfitting your truck, Jeep, SUV, or van at Pickup Outfitters. 220 Lake Air Drive in Waco, where we promise to serve you fully clothed. Check out our website, createacommotion.com.
This has to be the slowest computer ever. Enter. All it's doing is thinking. Man, this computer needs something.
You're right. Your computer does need something. It needs a turbo boost. Or, in computer terms, it needs a solid-state hard drive.
What are you talking about? What does that even mean?
Normal drives, they have platters that spin at several thousand RPM. They wear down, causing your computer to react slowly. They cause poor performance. Now, a solid-state hard drive has no moving parts, which creates top-quality performance for your computer that you can feel at a very reasonable price. Not to mention, the experts at Prompt Technology have over 50 years combined experience in computer and networking technology. For more on improving the performance of your computer, hit up Dow, my brother from another mother, and Josh and the rest of the pros at Prompt Technology at 254-296-9380. Also online at prompt-tech.com. Prompt Technology, located at 3217 Franklin Avenue at the stoplight. That's 32nd and Franklin Avenue at the stoplight. Prompt Technology.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need. Privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at PinFence.com.
Does the thought of mice, rats, or other rodents taking up residence in your walls or attic kind of make you feel uncomfortable? Well, once inside, these unwanted critters can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home. The experts at 855-BUGS can identify points of entry and eliminate them. They use a variety of methods to keep rodents out. So be proactive, not reactive. Let 855-BUGS ensure your home is protected with a free inspection and comprehensive treatment plan.
Honey, I think we got critters.
Visit 855bugs.com right now to schedule your free inspection.
The 10 o'clock hour of the Matt Mosley Show is brought to you by NeighborWorks Waco. Are you a renter and ready to purchase your own home? NeighborWorks Waco has programs to help you get the best loan. Visit them today, 922 Franklin Avenue in Waco.
Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet. Here's Matt Mosley.
Oh, yeah, it is National Signing Day. So pleased that you are along with us. Boy, national recruiting expert Mike Roach going to join us at 11:20, and we're going to hear from him, and he's going to break down some of these things across the Big 12, Baylor, but also the Aggies. He'll look at the Longhorns, kind of see how they closed, and then some of the others. TCU right now third in the conference, looking pretty good. We're trying to get Brian Etheridge on, my old buddy here. I've texted him. My gosh. I mean, I hope this is good news. I hope this means that he's working on something. Maybe the Bears have maybe they're getting somebody unexpected. I don't know who else is out there, but there is a big announcement in Manor today, Manor, Texas, and that's pretty big. I mean, that is that's pretty good stuff right there. In another time, I would just tell you to call Colt. But I don't want to get us in any trouble. They may have Colt booked on some of these other shows today, and I want to keep us in good rapport with our classmates, with our teammates. All right? But, this is we will not stand for this type of behavior from the young Brian Etheridge, former classmate of mine. And I may have to bring Ashley Hodge down on him. I may have to get Ashley involved. This is not good. And we will endeavor to reach him. Chateau Reed, the player I was just talking about that has ended up at Baylor, didn't sign early for whatever reason, but has signed now. And sometimes, you know, there's different reasons, grades. Sometimes they just won't want to sign right away, and so he had hung on a little bit and waited, but everybody felt pretty good about it, and he did, of course, sign, and he's big safety, 6'2", 175 pounds. I was sitting here watching some of this, some of the highlights from him. I mean, you know, catching the ball, you know, covering in the end zone, really good cover skills, size, speed, all of it from Lawton, Oklahoma. All right, good. Boy, I'm glad I didn't say anything rude or mean or anything. He's an old buddy of mine from my Baylor days. It's good to have him back. Brian Etheridge, one of the founding members of Sikkim 365. And, Brian, this has changed over the years, what today is about, because it's really only about kind of filling out your class, adding a few. But, Brian, I would say that the Bears got some good news this morning. I would say the Baylor family has to be pretty pleased with how this morning has gone here on National Signing Day.
Oh, without a doubt. The one thing we're watching right now, you know, obviously you have the one remaining recruit, you know, Princely Umeh Elam out of Manor. You know, he's going to decide at 2:20 on ESPN, and that's the one guy they're waiting on right now. But they filled out, you know, the safety position, some O-line, with this class, you know, the new staff coming in on the class. So they've done a great job just taking care of, you know, the holes that were left with graduation and attrition and things like that.
All right, Brian, let's work through a few of these names. I mean, for people that don't know, Brian, in addition to being a big-time executive in the world of the corporate world, also does a lot of work on the out there scouting these kids and goes to all these camps and everything. But tell me, I mean, something. This kid, Al-Fahim Walcott, had spent a year at Butler Community College. Now, I'm very familiar with that. Years and years ago, boy, Baylor used to – you remember those days? When we were in school, they used to turn to Butler quite a bit. I want to say, like, Gary Bandy years ago, that old linebacker may have come out of Butler. But Al Fahim, when did he come onto your radar? And obviously 6'2", 187 pounds – would tend to be kind of a thumper type. What do you what can you tell us about Al Fahim Walcott?
He came out of he played wide receiver in high school. Went to didn't get the offers he wanted. Went to Butler, and then they turned him into a cornerback. So he was a cornerback for Butler, and Baylor's looking at him, probably a boundary corner, possibly safety. But again, 6'2", 187, that's a big kid out there that can cover and run. He has great athleticism. He came on our radar, about 2 days after Dave Aranda was hired, and they start seeing the holes that were in the possibly in the secondary, and he fills a huge need. 3 years to play as well. That's the other great thing about him. Oklahoma tried to flip him last night. Came in on him late. So it's a big win against Auburn, Oklahoma. You name it. He didn't even visit West Virginia when they offered. So Baylor, it's a big land by this new staff.
I like it. As you were talking about him, I was taking a peek. Willing hitter. He will come on some run support. I kind of like that. I kind of like a young man that'll come up and hit you. Some good size. I mean, I those big rangy guys are in demand. And before we get to Mike Harris is of great interest to me, but this is a name that people, even back to early signing period, were very familiar with. Chateau Reed. We love that name. You've been talking about him for a lot of years. For whatever reason, there are various reasons. Sometimes people don't sign on that early signing, but everybody always thought he was going to end up at Baylor. 6'2", 175-pound safety. Another kid that has played some wide receiver. What can you tell us about Chateau?
We met him again this weekend. He came in and we filmed a video for the website.
Yeah.
He has a great frame. That's the one thing about him. I thought he was about 190 pounds when we saw him in person, but he measured 175. He's broad-shouldered. Again, got great ball skills, wide receiver. He's going to be converted over to safety, he's going to be a 205, 210-pound kid at 6'2", playing safety, coming downhill. He's not afraid of contact. And we talked to him about one of the reasons that he didn't sign, and part of that was just the uncertainty of where Matt Rhule would be. And once he met the new staff, he sold on Baylor, but you always want to know who your coach is going to be. And now that the new staff is there, he was sold to the new staff, and he signed today.
That's a good job by them because Chateau, I like what I'm seeing there. Now, let's go to Phenix City, Alabama. Anytime you can land a player that is coveted by the Crimson Tide and others. Now, Al Fahim, like you said, Oklahoma comes in late. Auburn had offered him, and he had visited Auburn, and he went ahead and picked the Bears. Who was in on Mike Harris, 5'10", 160 pounds? I've seen 5'11", but Baylor's listing him at 5'10". What is your take on Harris and how big of a win is this for the Bears?
I mean, anytime you get out of SEC territory with SEC offers like Alabama and Auburn, and he did go visit Auburn, he visited Ole Miss as well. So he has, done, his athleticism is what is elite for him. His lateral quickness, I mean, the one person we compare him to is Chris Miller, but we also see his lateral quickness being a little bit quicker, his recovery speed. I mean, his first two plays on his tape or him running down a deep ball that his cornerbacks beat on, and he goes and intercepts it, outruns the receiver and goes and gets the ball. So he's got great tracking as well. He is somebody that sort of slipped under the radar a little bit, even though with an Alabama offer in Arkansas, LSU, you name it, for some reason they had somebody else possibly above him on the list, but he is an elite athlete.
Yeah, this is an exciting day, and as you said, 2 o'clock today. I like how you say that guy's last name, Princely. You do it very quickly. Can you do it a little slower for me? I want to make sure I
can't
get this right.
I can't do that slow. It's too many vowels and syllables for me.
All right, say
but
it
no,
again.
He's a great kid, and we've talked to him several times. The one thing we saw him at camps, and he pops off any kind of screen on video. In person, even more impressive. Just a big, large kid with explosive step and strength, and only going to get better. That's the one thing about him. He's a hard worker, a great kid in the classroom, but he also is a little bit of a quiet kid that doesn't. He likes the attention a little bit on social media, but he doesn't really do a whole lot of interviews. So, we don't. Baylor fans should. We feel pretty good right now, but Florida's in there. Texas, obviously, close to home. So you're going to see, I think, the picks between those three schools.
Yeah, and that happens 2 o'clock this afternoon. I know the Sikkim 365 boys are on the ground. Is Colt? Did y'all assign Colt to Manor? Is he going to be there, kind of in attendance? I'm hoping Colt will maybe slip on.
No, we got Grayson heading down.
Oh, so Grayson
will be there going live and have all the updates from it. And then
Grayson.
So we're hoping Grayson has a better turnout than he did the last time he did this. So.
Who did he do it? Remind me who he did it for.
Tommy
last
Bush.
Time.
He went down there and he picked Georgia. So hopefully
Tommy.
He's not picking this. Princely's not picking another SEC school.
That'd be tough. I don't want Grayson to have to come limping home. It is Brian Etheridge, Sikkim 365. I would call him a major recruiting analyst. He knows how to look at them. He knows how to. They go to these camps, and he knows exactly what he's looking at when he arrives at the opening or one of these camps. I mean, can you imagine Etheridge taking me with you? You think I
Come
would
on.
Be a, a – I may do that sometime. Yeah,
I'll get your credentials to the one in Dallas. You can come with me and look at 600 kids and try to find the five that can play Division I football.
I'd be picking every Lake Highlands kid. I'd have every Lake Highlands.
I haven't seen any out there lately.
They're fine. They're doing okay. We had a defensive end end up somewhere. I can't remember it right now. He signed today. Okay. Last thing I wanted to ask you. I'm interested in this dual sport athlete. And there's that big kid from Michigan. Now, you've talked about him a lot. But the kid from Evangel Christian, I mean, even back to the booties, we remember Evangel Christian, man, when they come out of there, they produce some big-time quarterbacks. Now, is this like kind of like Mahomes? Mahomes even considers himself, even to this day, not this day, but back then he said, I was a baseball player playing football.
Yep.
When he was coming out of high school. Is this kind of this kid? Is he more of like a baseball player who plays football, or is it about 50-50? Walk me through this, and is it Shapen or Shappen?
I got Shapen. So
okay, good.
But again, I haven't talked to him in person, but he's a
– right.
He one thing everybody's going to compare him to is Charlie Brewer. They're similar in height. Shapen's a little taller, a little heavier, and they have some. I mean, they look alike. It's pretty scary when you see them pictures, face to face. There, they can look like they could be related. He has a little bit better arm than Charlie. Has that same winner's attitude. Plays shortstop. He's highly rated as a shortstop. So Coach Rodriguez and the baseball team's got to be excited about that. He has spent time at Baylor camps in baseball. There's video out there. You can see him hitting the ball, and he drives the ball well. So this is something he probably redshirts his freshman year, then and plays baseball for the 2021 season, and then comes back and does both sports and has to make the decision on which one he's going to play. I mean, there is opportunity obviously for a major league draft for him to go into that, but as of now, he's shutting those rumors down, saying he's going to come play both sports, and Baylor was lucky to get him. But he does have a great arm. I think he completed about 62% of his passes for Evangel, which is pretty decent in high school because, you don't have always the best receivers or the best O-line. His O-line was a little sketchy this year, but on film. But that's still a solid number no matter what you do in high school.
Well, Brian, we appreciate it. Last question for you. Joey, who I love McGuire, and then David Wetzel, good friends of mine. I would say I'm going to just go ahead and take them off the board. Both great recruiters love when they are on the trail. If Wetzel's hosting some guys on campus, I say, hey, they're going to end up coming to Baylor. But let's take them out of the equation. This new group, from what you've heard, you got Meatball Johnson has shown up. Ron Roberts, I mean, these are interesting cats. Larry Fedora, my old buddy Brian Stewart has arrived on campus. Who has emerged in your mind as kind of the closer of this group? Is there anybody that has stood out during this kind of late rush of recruiting that you feel like, hey, this guy seems like he's going to be a really fine recruiter?
Well, I think that one thing, each of them, they have their pluses and minuses. Everybody has that. And, you know, Ron Roberts is fiery. All the players we've talked to that on defense love him. So that's a good thing. I mean, you're going to have somebody like that. And defensive coaches are usually pretty fiery and family-oriented. And that's what the thing they've all talked about with Ron Roberts. So that's good. And the same thing with Dennis Johnson. He's known for his recruiting. You know, and Ron Roberts is known for his recruiting as well. So that's a great thing. They all talk about Dave Aranda being very cerebral, very humble, you know, family-oriented. So, you know, the culture of family is still here. It's always going to be at Baylor. I mean, as you know, I mean, being part of the Baylor family, we, you know, take pride in that. So that's one thing that we're seeing. Those guys have picked that up very quickly. Jorge Munoz has done a great job as well. And we've talked to all the players we've talked to. They bring up all these coaches. And so it's not just one that's sort of the closer. They all close. And we know Larry Fedora back when he was at Baylor back in, what, 97, 98, in that range, 96, 97. Was somebody who was a strong closer back then, has a reputation for being a great recruiter as well, and that, you know, so this client, this new staff is pretty stout on the recruiting trail.
Well, Larry has asked me to come down and do some CrossFit sessions with him, Brian. So we'll see how that goes. I'll keep.
I want to see that six pack on you there, Mosley. Not in your hand.
Yeah, that's right. Come on. You see me before games. I move on into the stadium. I don't pause and do all that stuff. Brian, always fun having you, buddy. Great information, and it's a fun day. Sikkim 365 is the place to go for all your Baylor recruiting news as well as Baylor basketball, men's and women's. You guys do a great job. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you.
Anytime, man. Thank you.
There he goes. Brian Etheridge, he lets me into these Sikkim 365 events sometimes. So just kind of let me in the back door, and I appreciate him for that. Always fun to have Brian on talking about these recruits. Okay, it is time, 11:20, we're going to get more of a national view. We'll get the national view of the Baylor recruits, but also look at A&M, Texas, some of the others with Mike Roach from 24/7. He'll be on with us at 11:20. But next, we are going to mention big trade, huge trade in the NBA last night of major interest, and we'll catch you up on that next.
Recently on the John Morris Show.
Now, one more thing from Coach Boland and Jerry Hill, you know, good friend.
Yeah.
But media session for men's tennis was yesterday afternoon. I was tied up and I couldn't go. So Jerry just wants to point that out. Jerry points out that I'm not there to coach Brian Boland. So here is that audio from yesterday.
Do you have a message for Texas Sportscaster of the Year, John Morris?
I do. I'm waiting for the day that he would not be so arrogant not to show up at the men's tennis first interview of the year. I mean, I know that he thinks he's special. Okay. Now that he won the award, he got a standing ovation at the basketball game. And just because of that doesn't mean that you don't show up to the men's tennis courts the next day and skip the, you know, I thought he was going to be here.
Right.
And it just doesn't feel the same. But it's disappointing. Looks like we're going to have to appeal that award.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields or look them up on Facebook.
Nancy Pelosi and the Socialist Democrats want more control of our lives. Left unchecked, they'll take away our gun rights, confiscate more of your paycheck, and their immigration policy will simply be let anyone in and give everyone welfare. Pete Sessions is determined to stop them. A Waco native and faithful Christian, Pete Sessions is a pro-life conservative who once represented much of our congressional district. In Congress, Pete defended our gun rights, protected our religious liberty, and stood with President Trump to build the border wall. And when Obama was president, Pete Sessions led the national Republican campaign that defeated Pelosi as Speaker. And he'll do that again, too. Republican Pete Sessions, a true conservative who will fight for us.
I'm Pete Sessions, and I'll fight for our future, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Pete Sessions for Congress.
It's Matt Moses Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
UBO Business Services offers the best office copiers available. Our brand-agnostic approach allows our business analysts to select the right multifunction copier for your office that meets both your budget and functionality requirements. www.ubo.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Stephen Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Round two of National Signing Day is today. One of the players who is signing with Baylor today is quarterback Blake Shapen out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Shapen told You Make the Call on Monday why he decided on making Baylor his destination.
When I took my visit to Baylor, like, it just felt more than home. And the kids I was hanging around, the players, it really just, like, I was like, okay, I got to hang out with Charlie Brewer a little bit. And he's just like me, and I felt at home. So I was like, you know, I want to go somewhere where I feel comfortable because it definitely makes me play better, I think.
Head coach Dave Aranda will hold a press conference at 3 o'clock today to recap the Bears' class. The Lady Bears are back on the floor in the Farrell Center tonight. Baylor hosts Kansas and goes for their 50th straight Big 12 victory. Broadcast starts at 6:30. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. You can hear it right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. You're listening to The Matt Mosley Show. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
We continue on National Signing Day. Mike Roach coming up at 11:20. Brian Etheridge had some good stuff. Mike Roach from 24/7, and we'll continue to take a peek at everything that is going on, and we'll get you updated. Baylor with some late additions. We knew Chateau Reed was probably going to sign, and we'd been hearing for a while about this offensive lineman. We talked about Blake Shapen that's come in, two sports star from Evangel Christian out of Shreveport, but Baylor lands two more today. We'll have more on that in Campus Confidential coming up. And then, of course, this Mike D'Antonio thing at Michigan State, that is a wild deal that has happened with him walking away the day before National Signing Day. We will have more on that at 11 o'clock. Thank you to our new 10 a.m. sponsor, NeighborWorks Waco. They just do such an incredible job, and one of the things when they're finished with you, they will get your credit upgraded to get the best rate on mortgage loans, and you are now ready to find and complete the purchase on your home. If you've ever been out there and you're like, I just don't know, my credit, I've had some little issues with my credit, been late on some payments, I don't know if I'm going to be able to ever get approved to buy a home and all that. NeighborWorks is wired to help you, and they do such an incredible job. 922 Franklin is where they are located. They got extremely friendly people. The face of that organization, the CEO, Roy Nash, I've known him since I was a kid. He's an unbelievable guy. And that whole group, they just really have a heart for what they do. And they'll put you in beautiful homes. And They got a lot of testimonials to back this up. So if you're out there and you're just kind of, you know, whether or not you've struggled with credit or not, I mean, maybe you got perfect credit, but you're just not sure how to go through the process, NeighborWorks will help you, and they'll even then go help you find the home. They don't just help you get ready for it. They'll go help you find it. They've had a lot of success over the years. We could not be happier to partner with NeighborWorks Waco. All right, it is Matt Mosley's show alongside Stephen Simcox. Stephen, we'll get to this NBA trade. Anything you want to add, any kind of breaking news? You are in our newsroom in Central Texas today. Any new additions? There was one thing you said that really vaulted University of Texas ahead of Oklahoma, kind of at the finish line in the Big 12 in those composite rankings, 24/7. Texas has a move ahead of Oklahoma. They both have their fair share of four stars. I think I saw one of them I'd had like 12, 13. One of them had 10 or 11. I mean, they did really well when it came to four stars. And by the way, so did TCU. But where did that end up, and what do you think got UT into that pole position?
Well, UT only added a couple players today. Devontae Dixon was one of them, a four-star from Carthage, and then Jalen Ford, an outside linebacker from Frisco, Lone Star, is a three-star. But some big news in the recruiting rankings world is Bijan Robinson, who was their five-star running back from Arizona. That was kind of the big name in this class. He is now the number one running back in the nation. For a long time, it was Zach Evans from North Shore, who is still undecided on what he wants to do, and he won't end up making that decision today because he had signed with Georgia and then ended up getting out of that letter of intent. But they bumped Zach down to two. I don't know exactly what that was about, evaluation of the play on the field, or just because Zach's recruitment's been kind of
strange,
and they just don't know where he's going. But either way, Robinson being bumped up to the number one running back.
What's that kid's name that got bumped up?
Bijan Robinson.
Man, love that. Love that. And they've done well. The other Baylor kid that we had talked about, in fact, Mike Roach is the one who really brought him to our attention, that Jahdae Barons. Now, all our people had talked about him a lot. But at some point, and you got to hand it to Roach, he said of Jahdae Barons, he was one of the first ones I heard that said on our air that he thought this was the best cornerback in the state of Texas, the best recruit that plays a cornerback in the state. And as you reported this morning, Stephen, Jahdae got bumped up recently to four star. Is that correct?
Yes.
The kid from Pflugerville, Conley?
He did. And then also Tay McWilliams. Who, when he signed back in December, was a three-star. He's also now a four-star. So Baylor, doing some nice things on that front. And then obviously one more that could be signing today is Princely Umanmielen from Manor. And we'll find out at 2 o'clock where he ends up going. But if they add him, that's another four-star signee for the Bears.
Manor outside of kind of near Austin, near Pflugerville. If you can hear us in Manor right now, say hello. Do you prefer Manor or Manor? I like how you say it, Stephen. Y'all let us know if you can hear us. 254-662-1660. Hello, are you playing us at the gym where this young man is getting ready to make his announcement? By the way, Grayson Grunhafer, if Stephen, you I know you produce that other show, the Unnecessary Roughness program. Those guys do a great job on that. Craig and Q. I would have Grayson doing live reports. I mean, I don't want to tell you how to program your show, but I would get a hold of that Grayson Grunhafer because he'll be on the ground in Manor. Have you thought about that, Stephen? I mean, you feel like this is pretty good advice from me?
That is good advice. I hadn't thought about Grayson doing live cut-ins, but yeah, I'll have to. I'll see how that goes. Last time I feel like there was a big signee like this was Gary Bohannon, and I remember watching it on somebody's Facebook live stream, like from a gym in Arkansas. Just some community member there was streaming it live on their Facebook feed, and I was watching it go down. But, it's the first guy in a couple of years that's had a big, like, gym signing like that everybody's going to have their eyes on. I believe it's going to be on, like, ESPNU this afternoon.
Oh, it is going to be on ESPN. 2 o'clock. Oh, really? They're going to show that. Okay, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to make that my afternoon. I'm going to kind of plan my afternoon around that. That's good. That is really good. I'm going to take a peek at that. All right, two trades in two different sports that I wanted to hit on. I want you to, Stephen, have this NBA trade in front of you so you can walk us through where everybody ends up, because some of this involves – now I got some weird teams. My Utah Jazz, my Denver Nuggets, both those teams, I just have a – Utah probably more so just because I love Donovan Mitchell so much, but I also love the Nuggets and the Joker and that team, and they ended up trading one of my favorite guys. I'm very upset about this. Malik Beasley gets sent over in that trade, and I'm trying to remember where he ends up. Maybe the T-Wolves, wherever he ends up, it's frustrating to me because he was a guy, came off the bench, hitting threes. In fact, last night had 14, hit some threes. I like Malik Beasley. Plays defense. I just have always really admired that guy, and I'm mad at the Nuggets for trading him. And they get back something like Shabazz Napier and you know, what's that other guy's name? Noah Vonleh or whatever. Those guys just don't do that much for me. All right, I want you to have that in front of you, but I also wanted to mention, and of course we'll stay on all this recruiting news. Don't worry. We're going to get right back into it. But that Mookie Betts trade, what a pitiful deal that is for the Red Sox fans. And I mean, maybe they deserve it after all these years of basically owning baseball and being able to pay for everything. But the Dodgers just end up with, I mean, really one of the greatest players in the game. Mike Trout is the best player in the game. But Mookie Betts is right there. MVP in 2018, 27 years old, great defender, hits for power. I mean, you know, just huge slugging, huge. I mean, everything about this guy screams superstar, best player on the Red Sox. And these billionaires, this John Henry says, nah, I'm tired of paying this luxury tax. You know what a luxury tax is in Major League Baseball, Steven? It's like an extra, like $12 million. You know what that is for a billionaire? It's nothing. And yet they moved off of Mookie Betts because they didn't want to do one of these huge long-term deals. I mean, they literally could have. I mean, this year he was set to make $27 million. And I know that sounds like a ton, but for a unbelievable baseball player, that is not bad. I mean, think about that. Elvis Andrus, what's the guy's name? Who's the Shin-Soo Chu? I mean, all those guys have been making $20 million a year, every year for like the past five seasons. And Mookie Betts is a million times better than those guys. And he was making 27. And they're going to move off that contract and get out of it because they didn't want to pay him long term. They wanted to get something for him. They got a guy who may end up being a relief pitcher who throws it 100. Pretty good relief pitcher. Young guy, about 21 years old. And then they got some guy that'll be, you know, he'll be on the major league roster. But I promise you, he's nothing even close to Mookie Betts. What an embarrassment for the Boston Red Sox to basically say, I'm sorry, we just can't pay any more money, and to move one of the greatest players in the game. And the Dodgers just have to become, in my mind, Steven, the all-around favorites. Who's better than the Dodgers?
If they don't get it done this year, I mean, like, I don't know what you do, but they have to find a way. They David Price has really struggled, but that's another live arm that you're adding to a very stacked rotation. And now you add one of the best players in baseball to that lineup in Mookie Betts, and you didn't really give up a whole ton that you're going to miss for what you gain. So they're the hands-on favorite, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on LA to get it done this year.
All right, real quick, run over this trade with me. Run over this NBA trade. Where's everybody going?
Okay, so Rockets.
Can you explain to me why the Rockets were so willing to like give up a rim runner for Robert Covington?
Yeah, so Clint Capella is averaging 13 points and 13 rebounds a game. They are 9-1 without him in the lineup, and apparently in the small sample size, They think that this is a way to make a run in the playoffs. So they're going to go full small ball here. They've unloaded Clint Capela. So they're getting back. The Rockets are getting Robert Covington from the T-Wolves, who's averaging 12 points a game. And Jordan Bell is also coming over from Minnesota. And they also got a second-round pick in 2024 from the Warriors. And the Hawks are getting Clint Capela, and they're also getting Nene, which I assume they'll probably just buy out or leave on the bench for the rest of the year. The Timberwolves are getting Malik Beasley, Jared Vanderbilt, and you might have to help me out here, Matt. Hancho Hernan Gomez?
Hernan Gomez, yeah. Wancho.
Wancho, okay.
Yeah, that's okay, though. Yeah, Wancho actually was okay. He did some good things for the Nuggets. I love Beasley. So you're saying those guys, that's where the T-Wolves get those guys?
The T-Wolves get those guys along with Evan Turner, who's coming over from the Hawks, and they get a first-round pick that Atlanta has, but it's based on what the Nets do this year. So the T-Wolves are getting a first-round pick that correlates with how the Nets season goes. Right. Your Nuggets are getting Shabazz Napier, Gerald Green, Noah Vonleh, and Kieta Bates-Jopp from the T-Wolves, and Gerald Green's from the Rockets. And, yeah, that's all the and the Rockets' first-round pick. The Nuggets are also getting the Rockets' first-round pick, and that's all the moving parts in that trade.
Vonleh's a big guy that, I don't know, he's been a starter in the league at times, used to be with the Knicks, used to be with the Blazers. He's okay. Napier, we all remember Shabazz. Napier was at UConn, helped them win a national title. Did they win that year, or did they get beat by Florida? No, I think they did win that one. UConn did.
Yes, they
did. Shabazz Napier. Okay, and then Green's hurt and will not play the rest of the season. He's rehabbing an injury. Bates-Jopp, whatever. I don't even care. But yeah, I don't love it. I just don't love it because Beasley was helpful. They must have gotten the Rockets. I didn't hear you say this, but I think they got the Rockets' first round pick.
They did.
Okay. So anyway, that may be one of the reasons they went ahead and did it. I don't like the deal. I don't know why Covington's so covered. I mean, he can play defense a little bit. He plays okay defense.
Yeah.
But he's really a space the floor guy. He can shoot the three. But again, they're just trying to space things out. And for whatever reason, they didn't like Capela. They just wanted Capela out of there. And to me, this smacks a Harden just said, you know what, get him out of here. Because, in effect, Harden runs that team. And Capela just wasn't cohesive with Westbrook and Harden.
No, and I mean, so I get they're going to play small ball here. And apparently they're just going to start shooting it from three even more than they are now. But I just... Like, how are you going to guard Anthony Davis? How are you going to guard Nikola Jokic? How are you going to guard even, like, a series with the Mavs? I mean, Kristaps Porzingis, in that game when Luka was out, he had almost 40 against the Rockets, and he wasn't even really playing that well, but he was just posting up, you know, these smaller forwards and guards that they're throwing out there.
Yeah.
I don't see how this works. Now, I will say there are rumors that they're going to maybe go try to get Kevon Looney, who has been with the Warriors, and that would be a big man. They also still have Tyson Chandler on the roster and Isaiah Hartenstein, so they do have some size, but it seems like those guys are all going to play limited minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. They decided to go small, and for whatever reason, they really love Covington. To me, that smacks of either Harden or Westbrook was in love with Covington, and then they decided to go get him. All right, Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox. We're running a little late. We'll get back on time here. Campus Confidential is next.
Coach Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears on the floor tonight.
The second-ranked Lady Bears in action tonight in the Farrell Center against the Kansas Jayhawks. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off. It's a 7 p.m. tip-off tonight.
Join Maggie Davis-Dinette and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Geetson, for Baylor Women's Basketball tonight, right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Genco Federal Credit Union is your first step toward an affordable home loan. Whether you're purchasing a new home or just refinancing your current loan, applying online is really easy. Go to GencoFCU.org. Shopping for a new home? Love it, buy it, and enjoy it. Already own your home? Update it and enjoy it even more. Let Genco Federal Credit Union be your home mortgage lender. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
My money, my future, my credit union, Genco.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website. But be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
We're fighting hard at Pickup Outfitters in our battle to end truck nudity. But it's not just about putting an outfit on a naked truck. It's about making sure you have the very best customer service. So we offer the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. Over time, sometimes your outfit needs a little tune-up, maybe some tightening, adjusting, whatever. If you outfitted your truck at Pickup Outfitters, that tune-up is absolutely no charge for the remainder of the time you own that truck. We also offer free warranty assistance. If for any reason you need to use your warranty, you just bring it back to us and we take care of it. It just makes sense. I mean, operating without a promise like that would be like offering customer service in the nude. And if you've seen our staff, trust me, you don't want that. So do your part to end truck nudity by outfitting your truck, Jeep, SUV, or van at Pickup Outfitters. 220 Lake Air Drive in Waco, where we promise to serve you fully clothed. Check out our website, createacommotion.com.
Learn strategies for building wealth and financial success in retirement. Plan well, retire well, live well. Tune in Saturdays at 8 a.m. for the Lovett Financial Show or visit Lovett Financial for a complimentary financial review.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red bean potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the Crawfish Boil Box includes red bean potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. It's time for Campus Confidential, our daily look at college football news. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley, Campus Confidential, National Signing Day. Alongside Stephen Simcox, we roll throughout the day. Bears have been active today and this very morning, and they are waiting on another player from Manor. Out there toward Austin, out to Pflugerville, the greater Pflugerville area, to make up his mind. And, boy, all eyes on this kid as Florida is involved. And it is all hands on deck right now. Big defensive lineman. This would really top off Baylor's class nicely. Baylor has a class of 17 at this point. Also want to say Dave Aranda is going to be he's going to talk about the class at 3 o'clock today. He'll have a news conference in Waco, And then he'll be on with us tomorrow, the Matt Mosley Show, at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. He'll make his first visit to the Matt Mosley Show. So we're excited to have Dave and get him going. Get him going a little bit. Get him indoctrinated. This is how we do things, Dave. No, we won't say it quite like that. But excited about that. To update you before we get into this strange story out of Michigan State, Al-Fahim Walcott signed earlier today. Had been at Butler Community College. Big. I mean, can play corner, can play a little safety, rangy. And he had really gotten on a lot of people's radar. And Auburn came in hot and heavy late, and he decided to go with the Bears. And Baylor had been targeting him for a while, had been somewhat quiet about it, but I'm watching some highlights from him. The man will make a play on the football. Big guy who could step in and play immediately. 6'2", 187 pounds, very willing against the run. Run support will come up and hit you. Also, Chateau Reed went ahead and signed. We knew he was. Obviously, the unrest over the coaching change. Chateau kind of held off signing on that early one. And I think he probably was glad he did because he was able to kind of weigh everything. And then he's ended up also another big guy, big frame, 6'2", 175 pounds, and a guy who can play safety. And really, I mean, he's someone that I think he's going to step in and really be a big part of this class. Now, Mike Harris comes to Baylor, Phoenix City, Alabama, had an offer from the Crimson Tide. Anytime you can go into Alabama when there are SEC offers, also I think had committed at one point to Arkansas, but Arkansas obviously had a change there. And so we'll see. Boy, he comes up. He plays tough. He's a very, very aggressive guy. Willing hitter, even though he doesn't have, you know, maybe all the tremendous size, he will pack a punch. And he's built really well. 5'10", 160 pounds, but he will let you have it. We feel like he's packed on a little weight since that listing. And so we'll see where it goes from there. Steven, any other thing before we talk about this Mike D'Antonio thing you need to update us on? What is the who did the Frogs land out of Marshall? I'm interested in that one. They got a wide receiver out of Marshall that they brought in kind of at the last minute to add to already a nice class. TCU right now being ranked third in the Big 12 in the recruiting rankings.
Yeah, they added Savion Williams this morning. Wide receiver to Marshall, Texas, three-star prospect, number 72 wide receiver in the country. So number 58 player in the state of Texas, and they're excited about that. He had some interest from other schools like Arkansas, SMU. He was an Arkansas commit, but left that commitment after Chad Morris got fired. So, yeah, added Savion this morning. And then added a JUCO quarterback named Stephon Brown from Independence, Kansas, as well. And those were kind of the two big names that they ended up signing and inking the dotted line this morning.
Boy, Al-Fahim, speaking back to him for Baylor, I am hearing that OU, Alex Grinch called this very morning, and OU made a late push on him to try to flip him and held strong. Young man held strong. And so that was kind of interesting. Both Auburn and OU had tremendous interest. Always good to hear. Always good to hear when a team like the Sooners, who could have been tops in the Big 12, looked like Texas might have passed them up in the 24/7 rankings. We'll talk to Michael Roach at 11:20 here in about 10 minutes, and we'll get his breakdown on kind of all the Big 12 and, of course, Texas A&M. We'll zero in on how the Aggies finish. Mike does a good job for 24/7. Happy to have him. Steven, this yesterday, this D'Antonio story was wild. He had a so the day before National Signing Day, he steps down. Just says, I need to go spend more time with family. Of course, for people that don't remember this, I believe it was January 15th. He had a, if he was still coaching there, on the 15th, he was going to get a bonus of about $4.3 million. It's pretty good money. Pretty good money if you can get it. $4.3 million. Went ahead and stayed on and kind of helped them get through that early signing day, and then hung in there and then got them to National Signing Day and said, you know what, I'm going to hang them up. Going to hang them up, and I'll stick around here and I'll kind of help the new coach with the transition and help some of these recruits come in here. But I've done my time. I'm ready to move on with my life. My name's Mike D'Antonio, the day before National Signing Day. Now, Stephen, reports coming out that maybe Coach D'Antonio, there were some other things involved.
Yeah, so Mark was named in a lawsuit that he said had zero impact on his decision Tuesday afternoon, but his former recruiting director, Curtis Blackwell, filed a lawsuit in court that alleges that D'Antonio was breaking some NCAA rules, including giving some jobs to top recruits and recruits' parents. Also,
no, I've never heard of that. Really? Finding parents' jobs there in East Lansing? That is shocking. I've never heard of any coach doing that.
And also, apparently, he used to take Blackwell on recruiting visits, which is a violation because Blackwell's not an on-the-field coach. He's a support staff member. D'Antonio said this had no relevance whatsoever in his announcement and the timing of it. And he also said, to the best of my knowledge, everything in it is false. So that was there. Also, Michigan State had gone.
By the way, did you see that in his filing and his deposition, he said they left that guy out in the car when they went to visit that five-star recruit. He said he did take him with him, but he left him out in the car. I love this stuff.
So he's, that was going on. Also, this kind of just didn't really stick to Michigan State at all, but in the midst of the Larry Nassar trial and all the allegations against him, which he was convicted of, and obviously he worked for some time at Michigan State, there were also allegations about football players during D'Antonio's run that had been accused of sexual assault, and some basketball players all over the athletic program. That never really... They didn't get the same PR backlash that other schools have for similar things, but that was kind of hovering around the program as well. They've also gone 7-6 the past 2 years, so the on-the-field product hasn't been as good. But, yeah, he conveniently waited long enough to get that $4.3 million bonus by staying on through January. And then the day after this lawsuit that alleges some NCAA violations, he decides to sit down the day before signing day.
Man, you never know. You just never know. And it's interesting. D'Antonio stepping down, but he did go ahead and get that $4.3 million bonus. So way to go. Way to go, Mike. Way to hang in there, man. Take care of your family like you did. All right, even the Associated Press, not known for having that much fun in print. That's kind of a just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. But I did like this note, Stephen. Willie Taggart landed. That's how they started this story. Florida Atlantic announces that quarterback Willie Taggart Jr. signed with the Owls on Wednesday, meaning he will play for his father, the new Florida Atlantic coach. The younger Taggart piled up nearly 3,100 combined rushing and passing yards with a total of 30 touchdowns. Dual threat quarterback will head off to Florida Atlantic. That has to be pretty cool, doesn't it, Stephen, to have your son playing for you? And quite honestly, I'm not trying to make fun of Taggart. This is better. If he was at Florida State, I don't know if Willie Taggart Jr. would have had as much of a shot at getting to play as he might at Florida Atlantic. So maybe all this in a strange sort of way has worked out.
No, really good deal for them. But if you end up signing your son, does that mean that every time you guys were home together, that counts as a home visit?
That's a good point. I don't know. I don't know if that takes up the home visits or not. Surely, like when this Nixon kid was going to sign with Nebraska, and Baylor, he was going home every night to his Baylor assistant dad. the offensive coordinator for the Bears, the play caller, Jeff Nixon. Will Nixon heads off to, where did he go, Nebraska? Yeah, he's going off to the Cornhuskers. So that's a good point, Steven. I don't know. I have not given that a lot of thought, but I don't think that's a NCAA violation. Although, as ridiculous as the NCAA, it wouldn't shock me if they would consider making it a violation. All right, it is time. We're going to take more of a macro view. Steven, don't you love it when I say that? Things like that that don't make any sense. Macro view of the Big 12, Texas A&M. Mike Roach, the head recruiting analyst for 24/7, is going to join us with some big-time analysis next.
Join us live from Rudy's in Waco for our next Baylor Coaches Show.
It's Thursday, February 13th, and we'll hear from baseball head coach Steve Rodriguez and acrobatics and tumbling head coach Felicia Mulkey.
Join us for the Baylor Coaches Show from 6 to 7 p.m. live from Rudy's on the Circle in Waco with your host, John Morris, right here on your home for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Moses Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Nancy Pelosi and the Socialist Democrats want more control of our lives. Left unchecked, they'll take away our gun rights, confiscate more of your paycheck, and their immigration policy will simply be let anyone in and give everyone welfare. Pete Sessions is determined to stop them. A Waco native and faithful Christian, Pete Sessions is a pro-life conservative who once represented much of our congressional district. In Congress, Pete defended our gun rights, protected our religious liberty, and stood with President Trump to build the border wall. And when Obama was president, Pete Sessions led the national Republican campaign that defeated Pelosi as Speaker. And he'll do that again, too. Republican Pete Sessions, a true conservative who will fight for us.
I'm Pete Sessions, and I'll fight for our future, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Pete Sessions for Congress.
The 2020 Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival on February 6th through the 8th is inviting you to join the Waco Hippodrome Theater for a family-friendly and fun-filled event for everyone. You can see Hollywood movies like the Disney's Lion King and Amazing Grace, as well as see films by over 60 new and upcoming filmmakers from around the world. Oh, and you can walk the red carpet, too, with Hollywood celebrities like Mr. Hercules himself, Kevin Sorbo, Food Network star Gina Neely, and more. The fun celebration will also extend into the community with its Film and Faith Soul Sessions and party at the Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival on February 6th through the 8th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. To get your tickets, go to WacoHippodromeTheater.com. And for more festival information, call 254-400-8181. That's 254-400-8181. See you there!
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I trade each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa drap, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Your CBD store, the only designated CBD store in Central Texas, located in Hewitt. We've created a warm, inviting space where you can feel comfortable asking the questions you've wanted to ask about CBD. Every product has independent lab testing available. Our staff is here to help you find an award-winning product that's right for you. Come see for yourself and get back to being you. Visit us at your CBD store on Hewitt Drive, next to Cafe Cappuccino.
UBO Business Services offers the best office copiers available. Our brand-agnostic approach allows our business analysts to select the right multifunction copier for your office that meets both your budget and functionality requirements. www.ubo.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Stephen Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Round two of National Signing Day is today. One of the players who is signing with Baylor today is quarterback Blake Shapen out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Shapen told You Make the Call on Monday why he decided on making Baylor his destination.
When I took my visit to Baylor, like, it just felt more than home. And the kids I was hanging around, the players, it really just, like, I was like, okay, I got to hang out with Charlie Brewer a little bit, and he's just like me, and I felt at home. So I was like, you know, I want to go somewhere where I feel comfortable, because it definitely makes me play better, I think.
Head coach Dave Aranda will hold a press conference at 3 o'clock today to recap the Bears class. The Lady Bears are back on the floor in the Farrell Center tonight. Baylor hosts Kansas and goes for their 50th straight Big 12 victory. Broadcast starts at 6:30. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. You can hear it right here on ESPN Central Texas.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
3, 2, and showtime.
Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet. Here's Matt Mosley.
All right, Matt Mosley, Stephen Simcox rolling along. National Signing Day. And Mike Roach, I mean, this is an incredibly busy day for him. 24/7 recruiting reporter, analyst for them, and he's been all over this thing all day. And so we want to get his take on so many things around the Big 12, the Aggies, of course, in the SEC. And boy, just a crazy day, because you got some late additions. Mike, I would say the early signing day, though, has made today, you know, it's still fun. It's still interesting for some last minute. When you kind of look at all your reporting you've done and everything you've done, what's the biggest surprise that's hit you so far today? And, of course, we're still waiting for this young man in Maynard to make his decision between Texas, Baylor, and Florida. I think at about 2 o'clock this afternoon, the big defensive tackle, Princely, we call him, down there in Maynard.
Well, the biggest surprise came this morning at 8 a.m. when I went to Duncanville High School to see rising corner Ennis Rakestraw make his decision. He was down to a top three of Texas, Alabama, and Missouri. You know, he had the last visit to Texas. It sounded like going into this morning, Alabama was the school to beat. He actually picked Missouri. So
wow.
He pulled off a rare recruiting surprise. And I think, you know, for new Missouri head coach Eli Drinkwitz, if you could say, hey, well, you know, on my first signing day, we went head-to-head with Texas and Bama and got a win, that's something to hang your hat on. And that was a big surprise, I think, that it could be topped by Princely Umanmielen, who you mentioned earlier, who's set to make his decision. Princely is a bit of a wild card, and it's basically coming down to Baylor, Texas, and Florida. All the buzz I've heard, you know, leading up to this, especially in the last 24 hours, has been Baylor. But even talking to sources in Waco, they're not extremely confident about, you know, where they stand with it. So I've told people all day, if that kid commits to Hawaii today, it wouldn't shock me. There's literally nothing he can do that can surprise me.
Mike, what is it about him that's, you know, obviously we've seen him pretty lately, because I started zeroing in on him in the last few days, and he wants to get his numbers up on Twitter. He wanted to get it up there above 6,000. Of course, all these people who want him, they're trying to help him in that endeavor. What is it about him that makes him such a wild card? Has he given a lot of different answers? Has he been very quiet? What is in your reporting and coverage of him, what makes him such a wild card?
Well, it's just kind of the nature of social media today, too, is seeing those kids looking for more followers. And what they don't realize is they're going to get it for a second, and then as soon as they pick a school, they'll lose a third of them. But, yeah, you know, he's a guy that has been kind of all over the place. If you know, going back 2 years to when we first started really talking to him, if you talk about, hey, what's important to you, you know, I think that what he said has kind of changed a lot, and that's what makes him a wild card. You know, when he originally committed to Texas back in the summer, his biggest thing was he didn't want to play in a three-man front. But then he committed to Texas with a three-man front. He ended up decommitting, you know, and kind of looking around. Was really high on Baylor when Matt Rhule was there, but obviously Matt Rhule's departure kind of changed things for him. And a week and a half ago told us Baylor was completely out of it, then ended up taking an official to Baylor last week. And, he's had some critical things to say of Dave Aranda in the past, and now all of a sudden seems to love Dave Aranda. So just a lot of back and forth there, you know, and that's what kind of makes it difficult for us to read.
Mike Roach, 24/7 recruiting analyst. I have him down as one of the tops when it comes to Big 12, especially Texas, but across the country. Now, Mike, when you look at these two players Baylor picked up this morning already, there's Mike Harris out of Phoenix City, Alabama. Let's start with him. Not one of the bigger cornerbacks or safeties. I think he can play both, actually. But you're gonna come across. But I think anytime Baylor's able to go in there and get a guy from that part of SEC country, I believe he had committed to Arkansas. Obviously, they had a change in their head coaching situation, and then Alabama came in with an offer as well. What do you think of this Mike Harris?
Well, you know, anytime Alabama's offering, that's something. You know, him having Arkansas, that's a comparable level of where rosters kind of are and where the ceiling of rosters could be. And so I think when you look at that, that's a great pickup, and especially when you consider that Dave Aranda was already able to kind of plant a flag in SEC country early. And, you know, if that's something he can go back to the well on every once in a while, you know, Baylor's not going to be able to go head-to-head with a lot of SEC schools for the highest-ranked guys in the country. That's just reality. There's not a lot of schools that can't. Texas can't really do it. Oklahoma, maybe, but still has a hard time doing it. But what they can do is pick guys that don't get picked up by those upper-tier SEC schools. And so, you know, getting a guy like that with that type of athleticism that Harris has, with guys, especially in the secondary, I feel like Aranda knows what he's looking for. He's had a lot of those type of guys at LSU. So, really, really good, big win for him.
All right. And, Mike, what about this Al-Fahim Walcott? The word is 6'2", 187, out of Butler Community College, originally from Wilmington, North Carolina. Word is that Oklahoma came in on him hot and heavy this morning, kind of sight unseen. We'd like another defensive back. He resisted their efforts. I think he had a recent visit to Auburn. What have you seen from him in your studies, and what do you make of that pickup?
I'll have to be honest, he's not really been a guy on my radar, so I don't know a ton about him. But, that's a move that Oklahoma is very adept at doing, is finding guys and trying to come in last minute on them, and they've gotten a lot of guys doing that. So just the fact that, again, Baylor was able to hold them off and get a guy with some size who was drawing interest from a lot of other big-time programs, big win. And right now, you know, the funny thing is especially when you have a new coach and you've got, a month to put together basically a class, there are no bad wins at this point in time. It's all about just kind of getting the numbers to where you need them and kind of focusing on where you need to be. And you can't really evaluate guys in that 1 month. I think that, you know, we're going to see what this staff is made of in the next cycle when we get a full year to look at it. But so far, very positive signs for Dave Aranda and his staff.
It is Mike Roach with 24/7 recruiting analyst, reporter for them. Let's look around a little bit, the rest of the conference. The Horned Frogs, number 3 in the conference, pretty impressive what they've been able to do. It looked like Oklahoma and Texas have been really going back and forth. There was a change, I believe, in one of those original the guys the Longhorn signed. He went from the second best running back in the country to the first running back in the country. That was of interest to me, Mike. When you look at that Zach Evans, a North Shore running back, now this has been another one of a little bit of a mystery. Had signed with Georgia, was able to get out of that commitment. Do we know anything about what's going on with that particular player at this point? He missed the state title game because he refused to turn in his phone the night before. Obviously, some strange stuff going on with that particular player. What's the latest you're hearing from him?
The full-blown saga. And in a world which I live in which stories are very weird and out there, this one is one of the weirdest. So Zach Evans, as you said, the top running back in the country. And to me, really, when you look at his athletic traits, a generational talent as a player. But he has had a lot of off-the-field issues. Was suspended at the beginning of the year, suspended for the state title game, missed half of the state semifinal to take an ACT test to try to qualify early. He's kind of done everything by the seat of his pants. Even, you know, his signing with Georgia during the early period was a result, from what I understand, of him just kind of calling around to different schools and seeing if they let him sign that day. And a couple schools told him no, they weren't familiar enough with him, and Georgia was the one that said yes. So he signed with Georgia and then immediately regretted it and tried to get out of his letter of intent, which they let him out of. And so as of right now, nobody really knows. I mean, and it doesn't really matter right now because the way the rules work, you can only sign one letter of intent. And so he's not going to be binded to any school he commits to now until he shows up on campus. So this saga could literally drag into June, and he could commit to Georgia today and show up at A&M in June. You know, that's just kind of the way it's going to work.
All right. I'd like to get a strong rumor started, Mike, with your help getting him to Waco. Although, I don't know. This kid sounds like he could be somewhat of a headache. So we'll keep our eye on that. Longhorns and Sooners really fighting this thing out in the Big 12 for the 1 and 2 spots on those composite rankings you guys do. It looks like the Longhorns just edged out the Sooners. Nationally, I believe you guys have Longhorns 9, Sooners 10. What about the, obviously, similar classes in talent? What stands out about you as they finished today? Any kind of last minute things that happened that allowed Texas to kind of hold on to that spot or surge ahead to that spot?
Late last night, Texas got a commitment from Kelvonte Dixon, the younger brother of their running back Keontae Ingram, an athlete out of Carthage, who was the 4AD1 MVP at the state title game. A big receiver with athletic ability and something they really needed after missing out on a couple guys and losing them to TCU. But, you know, that kind of pushed them ahead. And now what they've got to do is solidify their spot. I don't know. I need to check back in and see who Oklahoma is still looking for. But if they've still got guys coming in later today, you know, that could push them back up. Texas has two decisions left really on the board with Princely McMillan, who we talked about earlier, but five-star defensive lineman Alfred Collins from Bastrop Cedar Creek. Sounds like everything's going Texas' way, and if they land him, that should solidify their spot as tops in the conference, number 9 in the country at least, and, you know, barring a big surge from anybody outside the top 10.
All right, it is Mike Roach, 24/7 recruiting analyst, reporter for them. All right, Mike, what about these Aggies? It looks like McKinley Jackson, the four-star, has picked them over Bama, LSU, and Auburn. But how did they finish? I think you guys have them as 6th in the country. And how pleased do you think the Aggies should be about this overall class?
I think they've done a lot of good things in this class. There's probably some areas they need to figure out how they can address on the JUCO ranks or maybe in the transfer portal or something like that. But, man, Landon McKinley Jackson, that's a big one. That kid is, while not ranked as a five-star, probably right outside of that area and was one of the most disruptive players I've seen in the past 3 years, a defensive tackle from Mississippi. And I can remember the first time I saw him as a sophomore at the All-American Bowl Combine, and he was just murdering everybody he went up against in one-on-one. And that transitioned all the way to the All-American Bowl this year, where he was one of the most disruptive defensive tackles there. They got into that fight. They went head-to-head with LSU and Auburn and Alabama. It came out winners, so they've got to be really excited about that to be able to add a disruptive force on the inside. And I think when you look at them addressing the quarterback position with a guy like Haynes King from Longview, landing some top-flight athletes like Jalen Jones from Cibolo Steel and DeMond Demas from Tomball, you know, that's a lot of speed and athleticism coming to College Station.
All right, and we got a lot of Red Raiders in our audience as well. How did Matt Wells do How did he close out? And anything on the Plains we should be aware of as they close their class out today?
I was pretty impressed by the way Matt Wells and his class did overall this year. I think if you look at the Red Raiders, you know, they sneaky may have signed the best receiver group in the state of Texas. It's not going to go head to head with, like, TCU's got 2 4-star receivers. That's really good. But when you look at fit and overall athleticism, a guy like Loic Fungi from Midland Lee, who everybody wanted late, Tech got. A guy like Miles Price from the Colony, who is a hybrid type of running back receiver that can make plays in the slot. They got in on him. You know, I think that Tech did a very good job both recruiting the DFW Metroplex and identifying athletes with high ceilings, getting them on campus and getting them in their class. So really excited to see the way that staff is recruiting. And I think that they're going to be not that they're going to be really necessarily a massive thorn in anyone's side, but I think that they're at least something to be excited about if you're a Tech fan.
All right, it is Mike Roach, 24/7. Stephen Simcox, the executive producer of the Matt Mosley Show. I know you had a question for Mike.
So, Mike, do you get to sleep like tomorrow, or are you immediately on the 2021 class as we wrap up signing day?
Yeah, so here's the plan. Tomorrow I get to drop my behind-the-scenes column in which I kind of tell all the dirty little secrets behind these recruitments over at Orange 24/7, and that's really a big piece we do every year. I've finished part one of it, which was 4,000 words. Part two is coming sometime tonight, and I don't know how long that's going to be. But once that's over, I typically take vacation right after signing day. It's kind of the only time of the year that it's safe to do so. So my wife and I are leaving for Flagstaff, Arizona, Saturday to go see the Grand Canyon and hit some spas and do some relaxing.
Oh, man. I mean, I hope, Mike, you at least look at some players out there while you're there. I want you to just do that as a joke with your wife. Say, hey, there's this one kid. He's a 4-star for 2021. I need to take a peek at while we're out here. But and by the way, I got to give you credit. Jahdae Barron, who you were really high on. In fact, you told us cornerback. You thought he was the best cornerback in the state. In this class, and you put that out there, and I really made a big to-do of that. And then I noticed you guys increased him to, I believe, a 4-star. So I would have to say that Mike Roach had a lot to do with Mr. Barron, his status going up a little bit.
I certainly gave my input on it, but, you know, it's it's hard to take credit for it. That kid is, it was all there on film for anybody with eyes to see it. You know, he's a guy that flew under the radar, and that's just, again, you know, I talked about it back then, but I don't think Matt Rhule was, like, crazy about the recruiting process. I don't think he loved doing it, which was obviously a plus going to the NFL. But, man, when he did it, he knew how to find guys and evaluate them and get them in.
All right, there he goes. Mike, we appreciate it. I hope you'll hustle. You were at Duncanville this morning. What I'd really like to see you do, I don't know where you are right now. I assume you're still in the Dallas area. I would point it
Gerald on 35 headed towards Austin.
Are you going to stop by Manor on the way?
No, we will have a guy there. At Manor. I am headed to Bastrop to see Alfred Collins. So we will have I'll plug our guy. If you want to follow along for Prince Lee and McMillan, Baylor fans out there, he will be on ESPNU, but our guy Nick at Nick Harris 247 will be at his announcement as well.
Nick Harris is that guy's name?
Yeah, and his Twitter is at Nick Harris 247.
All right, our official high school scout and analyst of the Matt Mosley Show, Mike Roach. I don't know if that's how he bills himself, but we do, and we always love having you. Mike, thank you, and man, have fun on your vacation. Well deserved, sir.
I appreciate it, you guys. Y'all have a good one.
There he goes, Mike Roach. From 24/7, and he's heading on down the road. He's headed to Bastrop, and they have somebody. Of course, we have our own Grayson Grundhafer on the ground in Manor, and to see Princely. Stephen, I can't. They say that last name so fast. I still have a hard time. It's like they'll say Princely, a minimum. Like, and I can't pick up on it. I mean, obviously he's saying it the right way, but did you get a sense of how to say Princely's last name from hearing Mike say it?
Human Melum is what I got. But
Human Melum. I like that. Human Melum.
I feel like everyone might be just saying it really fast because no one actually knows, and they're just trying to get it out as fast as possible.
They say this kid is all over the map. That's funny. He said he wouldn't be surprised if he said he was going to Hawaii today.
I love that. I love that he said he didn't want to go to a place with a three-man front and then immediately committed somewhere with a three-man front. I also love that Zach Evans on the first signing day was just apparently calling schools and saying, hey, can I sign with you today?
Can you imagine being the school that's like the number one running back in the country calls you and you're just like, I'm sorry, we don't know much about you.
Some poor recruiting coordinator got fired because he just didn't know who the kid was.
I don't want to find out that was Baylor. That would be horrible. We'll blame it on those guys.
Evan Cooper
Panthers.
Declined his call.
That's right. I think that was Nixon's fault. Oh, my goodness. It is the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. That was good stuff. That was fun stuff from Roach and Mike Roach of 24/7. Always fun to have him on. It is the Matt Mosley Show. It is time, believe it or not, what a quick show today. It's time for the dismount, the biggest news, breaking news, and then the funniest news out there, all of it coming up next.
Coach Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears on the floor tonight.
The second-ranked Lady Bears in action tonight in the Farrell Center against the Kansas Jayhawks. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off. It's a 7 p.m. tip-off tonight.
Join Maggie Davis-Dinette and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Geetson, for Baylor women's basketball tonight, right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
All right, it is time to talk about StarTex propane. Love talking about StarTex because I use these folks. Hey, we don't endorse anything we are not willing to use ourselves, and I love StarTex propane. You can go to StarTexPropane.com, 20 counties across Central Texas that they represent and cover. StarTex propane, it's the flagship places at 1201 LaSalle Avenue, or you can call for a location near you, 254-752-6571. They do an incredible job. I love going by that place right there on LaSalle because it's impossible to miss. In fact, I may do a show out there soon. Residential customers, StarTex Propane can help with everything related to propane home delivery, planning your new energy-efficient home, choosing the right tank type and size, trenching, piping, and appliance installation. Also, if you've got spring weather is going to come up here pretty soon. We're going to get some spring weather, and if you want to do one of those outdoor living situations, they can kind of prefab everything. They can give you all the propane you'll need to do your outdoor cooking and all those needs. They do such a great job. StarTex Propane, get by there today.
Everything we do for you.
First Central Credit Union is seeing 2020. Are you paying more than 3.9 annual percentage rate on credit cards? Transfer your balances today. First Central's Visa credit card has 3.9% for 12 months. Seeing 2020 financially clear means less stress and savings with your goals in view. No balance transfer fees, annual fees. We guarantee no hidden costs. Come see us or apply online at firstcentralcu.com.
Eligibility and application requirements apply. Member NCUA.
It's Matt Mosley's Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Stephen Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Round two of National Signing Day is today. One of the players who is signing with Baylor today is quarterback Blake Shapen out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Shapen told You Make the Call on Monday why he decided on making Baylor his destination.
When I took my visit to Baylor, like, it just felt more intimate. And the kids I was hanging around, the players, it really just, like, I was like, okay, I got to hang out with Charlie Brewer a little bit. And he's like, he's just like me, and I felt at home. So I was like, you know, I want to go somewhere where I feel comfortable because it definitely makes me play better, I think.
Head coach Dave Aranda will hold a press conference at 3 o'clock today to recap the Bears' class. The Lady Bears are back on the floor in the Farrell Center tonight. Baylor hosts Kansas and goes for their 50th straight Big 12 victory. Broadcast starts at 6:30. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. You can hear it right here on ESPN Central Texas.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show. It's time for the Dismount. For a final look at today's top stories, here's Matt Mosley and Stephen Simcox.
It is time for the Dismount. Boy, been a heavy recruiting day for us. It was the National Signing Day, not the same as it used to be because of the early signing day, but still a lot of interesting stuff. Everybody kind of finished fairly strong. Baylor could finish very strong, depending on what happens at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Stephen, will you remind me, I know you'll be producing another show, would you send me a 1:45 reminder, Mosley, remember to watch ESPNU?
Okay? Yeah, of course.
Thank you, thank you. Nick Harris from 24/7. He's going to be at Manor if you want to follow him. Also, my buddy Grayson Grundhafer from Sikkim 365 will be on the ground there. And we appreciate Mike Roach, does a great job. He's headed to Bastrop. He was there at Duncanville for a big announcement today. And now he's headed to Bastrop to see, I don't know, do you remember who that was, Stephen?
Alfred Collins.
Yeah, where might Alfred Collins be going? Do we know?
I know Texas was hot on him. Okay. Baylor was in the mix before Rule left, but I believe now that he's gone, that interest kind of waned. Let's flip him late, Dave.
Whatever happened to Hornsby? There was somebody named Hornsby.
Malik Hornsby. I think when Rule left, they also.
Yeah, Malik. Now, but we got the kid from
Blake Shapen from
Shreveport. Yeah, I like him. I like Shapen. Meant to ask, I can't ask Roach everything. Hey, before I turn it over to you for our dismount, I did see some breaking news from earlier today. You may have already had this in one of your sports centers. Love how you do that, man. That's good. That's good information presented in a very enthusiastic manner by Stephen Simcox. All right, Big 12 officially announced. We knew this was coming, but Globe Life Field will host the conference baseball tournament, Big 12 conference baseball tournament, 2022-24. Maybe by then there'll be some, you know, that got that Texas Live. Maybe it'll be cool. I want to try to give this a chance, but I kind of hate this for Oklahoma City and some of these other places that have hosted this thing. Mm-hmm. That's a fun Bricktown. That's a fun tournament. That's the perfect size park for it. Mm-hmm. This is you're going to have, you know, hopefully 4,000 or 5,000 people showing up in a 45,000 seat facility. I don't know.
Selfishly, I'm excited about it because it'd be a lot easier for me to drive up there and watch like a whole day of baseball than to get to Bricktown. But you're right; it's been at Bricktown forever, and I just can't imagine what it's going to look like on TV for like the 10 a.m. Wednesday game that usually features like, you know, Kansas, Kansas State, like two of the lesser teams in the conference. I just think there'll be like 10 people there. But, I mean, I guess it'll be cool to have it in an air-conditioned, like, climate-controlled place. And it should be cool for those players. But this you're right. The size of that stadium in comparison to who's going to be there, I think will present some a bad look on television.
I'm with you, buddy. I am. I'm all in on what you're saying on that deal. But we'll go and give it a chance. The Mosley Show, we will host live from there in 2022 if we're still on the air.
That's right.
You never know. We're like on a week-to-week deal. I don't know. I got to check with Smokey to see if we're still on next week, Monday. I don't know. We just got to see if Smokey's going to have us back on. But, hey, Dave Aranda, that's exciting news. Tomorrow, Dave Aranda will be on with us. I imagine we'll have him live on to start. You make the call. If I know our guys, we'll have that all hooked up, ready to go. We'll have Dave Aranda's press conference today, and then, of course, he'll be on with the Matt Mosley show tomorrow. That'll be at 11 o'clock. We're going to do that at 11 a.m. Dave Aranda's first trip on to the Mosley program, and so we'll be excited about that. That'll be fun. That'll be fun to have Dave on and see kind of what's going on in his world. All right, Stephen, take it away. It is the Dismount.
Thanks, Matt. Chris Del Conte, Texas Athletic Director, was at doing a Texas Athletics Town Hall meeting last night. And Brian Davis gave us this gem of a quote from Del Conte. America, our country, is built on David and David and Goliath. Everyone's David. They love the story of David and Goliath. The University of Texas cannot be David. We've got to embrace Goliath. Matt, does Chris know how that story ends for Goliath?
I saw you on Twitter, man. You got kind of aggressive. I like that. And then he responded to somebody. He responded, Del Conte responded to somebody who basically said what you're doing. Hey, you do realize how the story ends. And Del Conte kind of laughed and said, yes, I do. And he kind of clarified his comments. And so, anyway, I like that, though. Stephen, I felt like you were quick on that one. You know your Bible stories. And
Why are you trying to give context? What is this? I give you a funny UT quote, and you go all journalist and try to give context to it?
Fun. He's a friend of the show.
Oh.
Del Conte is a friend of the show. I will admit that. Del Conte wanted me on that. He was one of the guys desperately trying to get Mosley on that XM show that the Big 12 didn't want me on because I said so many rough things about Bob Bowlsby.
Okay,
I've been
fine.
Like banned from that.
I mean,
but no, Del Conte's a big Mosley guy. I'm sorry. I like to poke the horns with a sharp stick.
I found the one person in Texas that you wouldn't go after.
I like Chris.
Hey, Del Conte, former Frog. He brought us Jamie Dixon. So thanks, Chris.
He did a good job.
He did a really good job at TCU. And he didn't.
He laid the groundwork for that new Coliseum, didn't he? The new arena.
Yeah. No. Let's go to that game.
Do we know when the Baylor TCU is that on a? When does TCU come or when does Baylor go to TCU? I want to go see that. I don't think I've been in that new arena. I want to go check that arena out. Only problem is I don't think Ashley Hodge has season tickets there.
Yeah, I was hoping I could mix it up with you and Hodge when they came to Waco, but you ended up having to fly back from Miami that day.
Yeah.
Looks like the end of February, like February 29th, which is a Saturday. They're up in Fort Worth. So,
all right, let's think about that. Let's think about attending that. I'd like to get over there and mix it up with the Frogs a little bit. I've got a good relationship with most TCU people. There's that one guy, there's that one board of directors guy that does not mix with me. Larry, what is that guy? I wish I could remember his name. Ooh, he came at me that one time. All right, Stephen, what else do you have on the Dismount?
Well, finally today, Pete Rose once again wants to be reinstated to Major League Baseball. He sent a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred on Wednesday morning to remove his name from the Major League Baseball's ineligible list, and his reasoning was because Manfred recently opted not to punish players guilty of major game-changing rules infractions in this Astros scandal. So Pete Rose is now saying because Manfred did not punish these Astros players who were involved in this cheating scandal, that he should also get leniency and get reinstated in Major League Baseball. He also wants a meeting with Rob Manfred. Matt, do you think this goes anywhere?
No, I think Pete, sadly, he'll be a Hall of Famer in heaven someday. But sadly, they'll keep him out of the hall here. And they will, you know, all these juicers are getting closer and closer. Clemens' numbers have gone up. Bond's numbers have gone up. McGuire's numbers. All the cheaters are getting closer and closer. Sammy Sosa, all of them are really getting a lot closer. But Pete Rose, man who bet on baseball, it'll never happen. And part of it is Pete's just an idiot. I mean, there's really no getting around it. No, he just is. I mean, again, as a player and a hustler and all that, I love the guy, but he's a bizarro individual who doesn't have a clue and how to handle anything. And so the way he goes about everything is so backwards that he doesn't do himself any favors. But I do not believe, Stephen, in our lifetime we'll see Pete Rose go into the Hall. And I'm sad about that, but not sad enough to like cry over it or anything like that.
Well, I'm glad you're not that emotionally invested in it. But yeah, all-time hit leader, all-time home run leader. Neither will probably ever make the Hall of Fame, the baseball.
Stephen, let's end it like this. I like this quote from Jimbo Fisher, A&M head coach. They said, "When did you know you would get McKinley Jackson?" He just said, "About the time he picked that hat up." Love it. I love signing day. These coaches are making like $7.5-8 million a year, and they're sitting around waiting for high school kids to pick up a ball cap.
I'm sorry, if I can quickly say something. Justin Fuente said today, the Virginia Tech head coach, that players that are in the transfer portal were not welcome back because they're traitors. Hey, man. How about your camp leaking a fake Baylor interest story to try to get more leverage at Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
Like, get off your high horse.
Speaking of traitors, Fuente. Boy, Thamel never paid any price for that. Thamel was dead wrong on that story, and everybody just kind of moved on with their lives on that deal.
Meanwhile, Scoop got killed for that Bryles thing.
Oh, Football Scoop got... Oh. And I was so nice to Thamel. You know, I kind of politely shot that story down. I was very, very polite about it. But Thamel just kind of moves on. All right, UNR coming up next. I'm sure that'll be power-packed. Lots of information. Who do they have on, Stephen? Who do you guys have on today?
We will have Jeff Howe at 1:30. He covers the Longhorns. We'll talk about that signing class. Greg Tepper at 2 o'clock today. He'll break down some realignment for us statewide. And then at 2:30, Olin Buchanan from Texas Ags. We'll talk about the Aggies class.
All right, that's good. Hey, how about a little Baylor talk? Stephen, could we mix in a little Baylor talk on there?
Goodness gracious. Craig Smoke will have all the latest on Baylor signees today.
Oh, I don't want to hear about Aggies and Longhorns all day. If I'm going to tune in at 2 o'clock, by the way, I would suggest y'all go live to Grayson Grunhafer, live from Manor, where Prince Anumaluma is going to be making his announcement.
Nailed it. Yep.
All right, everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Dave Aranda on with us at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Good night, everybody.